Welcome to Healthy Vision. I'm your host, Dr. Val Jones. This show is brought to you by Acuvue, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors. All over the world, people report that good vision is critical for their quality of life. In a recent survey, participants said that improved vision could enhance their self-confidence and help them perform better in hobbies, in school or at work, and in sports. However, only half said they have ever had a comprehensive eye exam. And more than one in three parents have never taken their child for any type of vision assessment. So, why aren't we seeing the eye doctor as often as we should? Probably because many of us share the misguided belief that if we're seeing well, our eyes are healthy. But that's not necessarily the case. Joining us in studio is Dr. Bob Rosenthal, an optometrist from Newtown, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rosenthal.
Hello. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about a kind of misconception that I think some people have, that if their vision is fine, their eyes are healthy. Can you tell me a little bit about why that's not necessarily true?
Well, the misconception is that if I see fine, why do I need an eye exam? And the answer is an eye exam is more than just vision. A big part of what we do is looking at the medical health of that patient. Unfortunately, people think an eye exam is just about prescribing glasses or contacts. A lot more is involved. Number one, the most important thing we can do is to take a medical history. Let's make sure we understand where this patient is coming from and what's going on. At that point, we look at the outside of the eye. Neurologically, we evaluate that patient, looking at the pupils, looking at the movement of the eye, looking at the lids. We will then evaluate that patient in terms of vision, glasses, contacts, give them a correction if needed, and we move on. Most of us will dilate that patient, take a look at the back of the eye, and that's where we get to evaluate the optic nerve.
What sort of things might you find in the back of the eye?
If you evaluate blood vessels, you can look and determine whether a patient is displaying signs of high blood pressure. Clearly, some of the medical concerns we have with the eye is glaucoma. We evaluate for cataracts. But looking at signs of diabetes, like I said, hypertension, high blood pressure, looking in the back of the eye gives us a window of evaluating the patient for those medical concerns. Sometimes a patient will come in for a routine eye exam, and they don't realize that that day they're leaving, being scheduled for a blood test that afternoon.
I find that parents have some confusion about whether or not their child has had a comprehensive eye exam. They get a vision screening at school, and they say, oh, okay, my child has been checked out. Their eyes are okay. What do you say to those parents?
Screenings are great. We love screenings, but screenings are not a medical eye exam. Please understand that a screening may give you the opportunity to know that there's an issue with that child. But some of the children, especially in school screenings, these kids are smart. They're going to hear the acuity chart. Some will memorize it. Even with blur in one eye, they're going to give you 20/20 acuity. So sometimes they fool the screener. They can't fool us. I think all children should be screened, just like I think all children should follow that screening with routine eye care.
So how frequently do kids need to have their eyes examined?
I think a child should be seen between the age of 6 months to a year. If there's an issue with that child, we want to catch it early. We want to catch it very early. Sometimes a child can develop what a parent will call a lazy eye, what we call amblyopia. If we can stimulate the use of that eye, we can save vision in that eye. We can save vision. We can save the way that child will function literally for the rest of their lives. Routinely in my office, I recommend patients be seen every year, every 2 years after that. Follow the recommendation of your doctor.
You mentioned that the first eye exam should be at about 6 months. Well, six-month-old babies aren't very talkative, I would say. So how do you know what's going on with their vision and their eyes? What do you do? What tests do you do to figure out if they're okay?
Well, typically, children are evaluated different than adults. Everyone's familiar with our question, which is better, one or two? It's important to receive a subjective response, meaning a response from the patient to see where they're comfortable, where their vision will be most satisfied. But when we look at a child, we have instruments to determine that vision, that visual need objectively. We can determine whether that child has issues without asking for a subjective response.
So how do you do that? What sort of tool do you use?
We have an instrument typically that's called a retinoscope that allows us to focus light into the eye, and we know if we're focused in, that child's focused out.
Oh, that's really interesting. What other tests do you do for infants?
Infants, we're looking at tracking, we're looking at eye movement. We're making sure that the eyes are paired together, that they're working as a team. We have different drums, different instruments to literally determine the acuity of a child, again, without requiring a subjective response.
So do you use like a bunny or something or a stuffed animal or what's your favorite?
Depending on the child, bunnies work fine. I think bunnies are my favorite. Bunny, tree, truck. Acuity, again, if you can get a subjective response from the child, it works. But at times, I'm on the floor with that child trying to determine the child's vision. Sometimes a child sitting on mom or dad's lap when I'm doing the exam.
What's your advice to the general public about eye exams?
An eye exam is more about checking vision. It's more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam. We're there to team with your family physician. We're there to team with your internist. They're going to take a good look at the back of the eye, but we're going to dilate your pupil and take a better look at the back of the eye. That's our job.
Dr. Rosenthal, thanks so much for coming in today and talking to me about the eye exam. I learned so much from you, and in fact, I think I'm going to go get an eye exam really soon.
Thank you. This was great. I had a wonderful time.
And here are two great resources for listeners. Infancy is a public health program that provides a one-time comprehensive eye assessment to infants in their first year of life, typically between the ages of 6 and 12 months. These assessments are provided at no cost to all families, regardless of ability to pay or access to insurance coverage. For more information, go to www.infantsee.org. That's infantsee.org. Think About Your Eyes is an educational campaign with lots of good information on eye and vision health. You can also search for an eye doctor in your area. Visit the site at thinkaboutyoureyes.com. You're listening to Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, brought to you by AccuView, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors.
Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones is a copyright of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care 2011. Doctors Jones and Rosenthal are paid consultants for Johnson & Johnson Vision Care. As with all contact lenses, a prescription is required. Rare but serious eye problems can develop. Ask your eye doctor about proper wear and care and whether contact lenses are right for you. For more information on AccuView brand contact lenses, go to AccuView.com. AccuView is a trademark of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care.